welcome in to another episode of the Hippies and Cowboys podcast. You're listening to episode number 75 right now. We're bringing you the best of the country music world like nobody else will tell it. Been doing it for 75 magical episodes. Amazing. Of course, I am one of your hosts. My name is Garrett McKee, and joining us in just a couple minutes will be your co-host, Mike Hart. And before we get started, I would just like to thank you all for tuning into the show. Go give us a follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Especially over there on Twitter, we have such a great community of country music fans. And we just love hearing from you guys. We love talking about country music, so come join us on those platforms and share what you like. Give us your hot takes, whatever it is. We don't care. Come join the family. You're also going to want to check out the website, thehippiesandcowboys.com. And there you can find all of our merch. We're constantly throwing up some new gear for you guys. And of course, links to all the socials, including our YouTube channel. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. And sometimes we write stuff and throw it up there for you to read. Like, just all kinds of different kinds of content. So go check it out. TheHippiesAndCowboys.com. We also have a Patreon. And if you'd like to subscribe to the Patreon, we would really love it. Helps us out a lot. And we give you all kinds of cool benefits over there. The Hippies and Cowboys podcast is brought to you by Workman's Relief, CBD. Workman's Relief makes premium THC-free CBD products. Produced in Wisconsin, actually. And when you get CBD products from Workman's Relief, you know that you are getting the finest USDA certified organic hemp extract. You are not going to find CBD products anywhere else that come close to the quality of Workman's Relief at the price point. And that's what we love about them so much, because they are making absolutely top-notch products, and they want to make CBD products accessible for the average person. So go check them out over at workmansrelief.com. And because you are a listener to this fine podcast, you can save 10% off of your entire order at checkout if you use the promo code HACCBD. Go check it out, folks. That's workmansrelief.com. Save 10% at checkout using HACCBD. Our guest on the podcast today is Kat Hasty. Kat is an outstanding singer-songwriter from Texas, and we really enjoyed talking to her. She was actually in her car, and we just ripped this audio straight off of Zoom, so bear with us a little bit. It kind of cuts out once in a while, but overall, great podcast. Her music is outstanding, and of course, you're going to get a little sample of the tunes here on today's podcast. But if you're not familiar with her music, you need to go check it out immediately following the show. You can also head to cathasty.com. So that's K-A-T-H-A-S-T-Y, cathasty.com. Go get a t-shirt. Her t-shirts are sick, as you will hear us talk about in the podcast. So I'm done here. We're going to kick things off today with the first Kat Hasty song that I ever heard, actually, back like probably about a year ago now. And this one is titled The Highway Song. So thanks for tuning in. Again, go give us a follow on social media. Join the conversation. We appreciate you all tuning in, new listeners and old. And yeah, enjoy the podcast.
Trying to fill
You just heard the highway song, Cat Hasty. She's hanging out with us on the podcast. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Okay, good. Because, like, I was never sure. Because, like, I know, like, I don't know. I just didn't want to fuck that up. But anyway.
Everyone says it wrong. It's okay. You said it right. Good job.
Good stuff. Thanks for coming on the podcast. That was a good start. Me second guessing if I pronounced your name correctly. But thanks for doing the podcast. And, yeah. Here we are. What's a welcome in?
I'm excited live, to be here.
Live from Kat's Mercedes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's gonna call me straight out.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Well, yeah, more on that later.
Yeah.
No.
But hey, I know you've had a wild week over there in Texas, so I'm glad that we could find some time here.
Yes.
I like how we never told you also how long this is going to take for real. We just three or four hours.
I said like an hour.
Three or four hours. I was like, okay.
Let's go into it.
I guess I'll sit in the Sonic parking lot.
Like an hour. You're in the Sonic parking lot?
I thought that looked like Sonic back then.
Nice. What'd you get? You just got the iced tea and that's all? Did you get a burger?
Actually, so like the storm has taken out like a lot of everything. Like our Starbucks is closed. There's no chicken here. So I really didn't have any options. I just got a tea.
Rough.
Yeah.
That's the shits.
And our grocery stores are wiped out. It's been a really crazy week.
Yeah, I got a buddy down there who's rodeoing down there right now, and he's like had a Snapchat on his up on his Snapchat story the other day. He was like walking through like the coolers and shit, and they're just fucking bare. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. That's nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is insane.
Did you how much issue did you have with electricity and all of that?
Okay. I was actually in Seattle this past weekend, and
right, yeah,
we were hearing on the news and weather and stuff that we were going to get snowed in at the airport. So they were putting pots at the airport. Nobody was driving. There was no transportation out. And I got back to the airport on Sunday. So all the hotels were sold out within a distance from the airport. So I finally found a hotel. Finally, after waiting for hours, found a driver to take me to the hotel. And I was stuck at that hotel for 3 days. With no electricity and no hot water. And then finally, I actually got on that club room. And I was like, dude, I just hope this rings a bell. Like, I at least have a mutual friend in Dallas that could, I could go to their house and shower or something that's, close to me. Because I really don't know that many people up here. And Nando from Flatland actually gave me a call. And he was like, dude, come over. We haven't lost power or electricity at all. So I went over there and I actually stayed a couple nights there because I still couldn't drive home. And so, I was stuck out of town for about a week.
That sucks. Wow. Being in a hotel with no power, no running, no hot water, fuck off.
Do they charge you for a
hotel? What the hell do they even?
They charged me half price. It was actually the Gaylord Texan. I don't know. It was the fanciest place I've ever been in my life. And I had no idea because the rate was split in half, and that's why I chose it, but it's a resort, and so it was still $99 a night, but and with no power and electricity. Yeah, so they had one wall in the lobby where you could charge your phones and stuff, and I was just I didn't know what to do. It was the craziest thing, being stuck like that. I never in my life have experienced that, so
yeah.
That would suck. One wall in the hotel where everybody, the community charging center.
No, there were people because it has 1,800 rooms.
Wild animals fighting over that thing.
Yeah, no, people brought down there was extension cords connected to extension cords connected to extension cords. So everybody in the whole hotel was down there charging their phones.
No.
Oh, it was crazy.
That sounds poor. That's brutal.
But so, let's talk about why of the things you did up in Seattle while you were there was working with Zach Bryan. I know a lot of listeners know that name.
Yeah,
but that looked like a lot of fun up there.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was my first time actually meeting Zach, and Zach's been one of those people, like, throughout the last couple months, or kind of since I started releasing music, we were just thrown right in together, because all of our stuff is very bare acoustic, very songwriter, and kind of just like that lo-fi country sound. And so me and Zach kind of linked up because people were like, you'll have to do a song together. You have to do a song together. And we'd been talking about meeting up, and finally I got to go up to Seattle, and it was incredible. It was beautiful there. They were so welcoming, such genuine people. Him and his manager lived together, and they were awesome. They were so wonderful. I couldn't ask for a better experience. And we kind of just, I mean, we had planned to collaborate and stuff, but we really just had a lot of fun. We just hung out, played board games, and we did do the Belting Bronco, but people keep asking if we're collaborating on something, and we're really not. We went down there and hung out and had a blast, and we probably will in the future, but we have not collaborated on anything yet.
Nice. Yeah, but that's cool, though. You get to spend some time and kind of, like, you know, just chill for a while, and then, like, because you got to kind of, like, I'm sure it's probably kind of important at some time, in some situations, to, like, have a relationship with somebody before you actually, like, go into that, you know?
It is. And I 100% agree with that, because I'm sure we'll talk about this later in the podcast, but I don't co-write. I've never co-written a song. And so I think Zach is someone I'd really like to co-write with, and hopefully we can develop a relationship and kind of connect on that level.
I'm sure there's...
It's got to be easier to co-write, like, if you're playing a duet with somebody too, like, to co-write, like, your own song is, you know, that'd be a little bit more, you know, I don't know if you've never co-written before, but if you're co-writing a duet or something like that with a guy, I feel like that'd flow, you know, easier. I don't know, just because it's different, but I don't know. But I didn't see you got one of,
my bad. No, you're good. I interrupted you. I thought you were done. Sorry.
Just talking in circles.
I like, you mentioned some similarities where you guys are, like, similarities in your sound, I guess. But, like, one of the big similarities that I think of is, like, kind of, like, the way that both you have blown up and, like, kind of advanced your careers. Like, Zach.
Absolutely.
I remember when Zach posted those first fucking videos of him playing, like, Condemned and... whatever the first one was, like, Man, I've Never Known You, I think. Anyway, those first videos, he just, like, throws them up on Twitter, and they just fucking blew up. And you've kind of had similar success in the sense, and, like, you, first of all, like, you do a great job of, like, using social media as, like, a tool, you know, to, like, get your name out there. Too. But, like, I think it was, like, because isn't a few of your tunes, or at least the one, isn't Pretty Things, like, super big on TikTok? I'm not really on TikTok, but, like,
that's so weird. And it is. And I think, and that's why I say we've been kind of ran through the ringer together, which that sounds negative, but I just mean, like, our names have just been thrown exactly, like, in the same circles and stuff because of how we came up and the kind of music. And it's like, you see a lot of kind of, like, viral successes, or this is my theory on it, why we've been thrown in, our names have been thrown together so much. Mm-hmm. My theory is that you see a lot of viral success. Like, you see, like, Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, even, like, some girl pop singers. And I think that usually those viral successes, they're very, like, the pop route, you know? You see, like, rappers going viral. You see pop country, hip-hop. But, like, I think for us, since we've stayed so songwriter and so, like, true to our roots, I think it's kind of rare to see a viral success that happens with that sound.
Yeah.
So I would say that, like, why me and Zach have been thrown together so much.
And... like, is that something you even thought about at all? Like, were you consciously, like, you know, trying to sprinkle that shit in there in, like, social media, not just TikTok, but I mean, like, do you consciously, like, use Twitter and I guess TikTok and that type of thing to try to? No.
I absolutely did not. I actually had no idea. That is. And I had no idea, like, the hold that TikTok has on the music industry.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I posted that video, like, just being stupid. And then overnight, that song jumped from having 100,000 streams to having, like, 1 million. It was insane. And I didn't even know. Like, I really didn't do that on purpose.
Yeah. Which, so. it's wild. And, it, like, you can't help but think that younger artists especially are going to start to consciously use that, you know, to try to blow that up. I mean,
definitely.
Just need a catchy little dance to the song that everybody starts to do. A
cool dance.
And
well, now actually, like, labels have entire TikTok departments and stuff. I mean, labels are catching on to the waves that TikTok is causing. And so, TikTok is, it's crazy. Young artists, it's given so much exposure to small artists and young artists.
Which is cool. It's kind of weird and scary, but it's pretty cool at the same time. It's just like, it's kind of strange, but it's also, I mean, if it's working for you, like, why not use it, I guess, but.
Exactly.
I mean, that's definitely the biggest similarity when you think, like, you know, the similarities between you and Zach. Where it's like, like the sound is similar, and then like the way you guys kind of have blown up is so it's pretty much identical. I mean, he wasn't so much TikTok, it was just kind of Twitter videos or whatever, but same idea.
He's on TikTok too, though. But
I'm not a TikToker, so Mike's a good TikToker. He gets them big fat TikTok checks in the mail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do, they pay you like $100 if you have good
man.
Videos.
What? Yeah. Wait, I have not seen no TikTok money yet.
You better sign up for that. Yeah, you better sign up.
I don't know. I had some bigger videos earlier last year, and then at one point they're just like, hey, you qualify for like the TikTok creator fund. And I was like, they're like, do you want to be a part of this? And basically it's like, we get a bunch of views, we give you money. And I'm like, yeah. So
no, then, I don't like, think I like that.
I had and then I had like a couple videos get a couple million or like a million here, a million there, and then it's like $100 I cashed out at one point.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
rolling
for that notification.
Like revenue for streaming and stuff, and just the way that like TikTok has built all of my social platforms up. So like I've seen it in that revenue, but I didn't know you were actually making money off TikTok. That's crazy.
Yeah. Cold hard cash.
And for that Sonic iced tea, TikTok money.
So I haven't really been using that TikTok too much, but I believe last I checked, I took out like $100 and then I think I have like $5 or $6 in there right now. So, you know, saving it for a rainy day. So tell me about how you met Post Malone and how you two started dating.
okay I honestly hope you're joking, because I always loved Post Malone, and I actually, it was like a joke between my friends. I used to Photoshop us doing stuff together, like all over the world. Yes. Like every time he would have like a kind of like iconic picture, I just, you know, put myself in there with him. But I guess I've gotten pretty good at Photoshop, because that last picture I posted, they went
wearing
like
a t-shirt.
Kind of viral. Well, that one too.
Because somebody sent me that, and they were like, because it was right around the time that he was wearing like the Tyler Childers shirt, and I think he was wearing a Colter Wall shirt and shit. And then like a week later, you posted that picture of him wearing your t-shirt, like obviously Photoshop. But somebody sent it, they were like, no fucking way. Like, is he actually wearing her shirt right now? I'm like, yeah. Like, I was like, no, man. Like, that's what. So I just Googled like Post Malone orange pants, and like tons of photos came up, and like I found the actual photo that you used.
You need to do a little. Oh wait, this isn't gonna have video, huh? I was gonna say.
Yeah, this has video. I'm recording the video.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Do a little icon on there.
I'll put. Yes, absolutely. We'll put it in there.
Go ahead. My confession is that I was the person that asked him if that was real.
But you weren't the only one. Multiple people.
Okay.
Asked me that.
That's hilarious. Well, the last one that went viral, actually, of us hugging, not viral, but you know, it went bigger. everyone believed that. Like, even my parents were like, is this real? When did you meet him? And so I kind of stopped the Photoshop then, because I was like, I don't want these people to think I'm actually lying to him.
Hey, but you know what? Maybe Poe will see it eventually, and he'll just respect the fact that you, like, are, you know, trying to do that. So it's he'll be like,
trying to do that, being in love with him.
Yeah, like try to, yeah, you know, make it look like he's wearing your T-shirt. You know, you should try to find his. Try to find somewhere that you can mail him a T-shirt and just see what happens.
I really should. I want to. I thought about it.
It's a good idea. Get Dalton on that.
Yeah.
I can work on that for you.
Let's post Malone's home address.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to do this, please. Yeah. Like, I'm sure Dalton can pull some strings.
Oh, yeah. Should we get into that?
Get into our second song.
Yeah, the one that's gone so viral on TikTok.
Sure.
And this one's always, I'm going to make you talk about this a little bit, because it's always so, intriguing to me when an artist starts getting kind of a little tired of their own song. But we're going to play Pretty Things in the middle, and it sounds like that might be the case with you. Like, a little sick of hearing all about that one, but I don't know. But I'll just let you talk about it.
Okay, wait. Is there gonna be like a cue to play the song?
No, yeah. You can just talk.
We'll and just, then I'll, like, you just talk, we'll fade it out.
And then you can put it in. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So actually, first of all, I never even wanted to put Pretty Things out. My mother heard that song and was like, this is going to be your hit. Like, it's going to be the woman's anthem. You have to put this song out. It's going to be like, there was a song back in like the 80s that she said, like, she remembers being at a concert and singing it. I Will Survive. So my mom compared Pretty Things.
Interesting.
She said it's going to be like a woman's like power pump anthem.
Right.
And so I was like, I just hate it. It's so cheesy. It's such a pop song. It's just whatever. And so I put it out, and my mother was right. It ended up being a women's anthem. And the reason I honestly just don't like the song that much is because I'm scrolling through TikTok just trying to enjoy my life, and all I can hear every single TikTok is that stupid line about, won't you go on and marry that lady, wears Louis Vuitton, drives around in her Mercedes. And it just like rings in my head, my own voice singing that. And I'm just tired of hearing it.
And here you are driving around in your Mercedes.
But ironically, that song bought me a Mercedes. So I don't hate it that much, but I would just like to put it behind me.
You had to buy the Mercedes too, for the sake of, words are escaping me, but irony, that's the one.
See, it is ironic. And what's funny is I went to the car dealership and I was like, I am not getting a Mercedes. I was like, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to, that's some serious irony. I'm literally making fun of a girl for driving around in her Mercedes. And then I sat in this Mercedes, and I was like, "Oh shit!
Like, it's really nice, though."
Yeah, exactly. I was like, "This is the only car on this lot that I honestly want," and so that's some irony there.
Nice.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, how the turntables.
All you need now is the Louis V bag, and you'll be set.
Well, you see here.
Uh-oh. Don't do it.
Listen, I like to say we either die a hero.
What?
Or we live long enough to see ourselves become a heaven. Which, you know what? Amazing. It is what it is. It is what it is.
For those listening to the audio only, if you haven't figured it out yet, there is a Louis Vuitton purse or bag or some kind of Louis Vuitton
in the,
item
in the car.
In the Mercedes.
Oh no! And okay, let me clarify one more thing. I've always wanted to clarify on this podcast because when Grady Smith put out the video when he first heard Pretty Things, he put out a video and he talked about like how the song is kind of like hating on like a stereotype of woman that's like handed everything and she drives her Mercedes and she wears a Louis Vuitton. Okay, I would just like to say one thing. I was not hating on a stereotype. I was actually hating on a specific girl that stole my man. So,
fill the tea.
I wasn't being a hater. I just want to say that. I wasn't like a general hate towards other women. It was towards one specific girl that did me wrong.
And what's her at on Instagram?
Yeah, yeah. Drop the drop the Twitter handle. No. Hey, maybe don't do that.
She's actually a super sweet girl, but it was long ago. So, anyways, well, that's my story of Pretty Things.
You heard it here first, folks. Well, I don't know.
For you, 'cause baby, you don't own me.
All right, you just heard Pretty Things, the anthem for women of 2020 by Kat. She has not yet drove her Mercedes off. She's still hanging out with us and, you know, showing off all of her Louis Vuitton goodies. And we're watching the people behind her gorge themselves with Sonic. So,
that's right. Looks like a good time. It actually looks so nice there right now. It was yeah, nice. It's like a sunset thing.
Yeah.
Is it still cold as shit down there? I said it looks nice there right now. Is it still cold as fuck or not?
Actually, it's 65 degrees, so it's pretty nice outside. That's
pretty reasonable.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's been above freezing here at home for the past few days. And like the snow is melting. I heard birds the other day. Like shit's getting real.
I thought they all died. I thought all the birds were just dead.
Well, they sure as fuck weren't up here in Canada in minus 50, buddy.
No. They weren't here either. But pretty much the eagles are the only thing that's around. But hey, we're going to jump into our rapid fire segments.
Yeah.
And we're going to let Garrett kick it off. He's got a good one.
All right. What's the worst?
What gets me every time.
Oh my god, I'm like, what are you about to ask me? Ask your damn question.
No, that's the question. What's the worst? Like, what's the worst? Like, oh, that's the worst.
That's not what I thought you meant.
What's the worst?
What's the worst? Like,
yeah, what's the worst? What's the worst?
People that litter.
People that litter are the worst.
Dude, I hate people that litter, man. I actually, was talking to this guy, and he oh my god, we went to get fast food, and he grabbed her. This is like the first time I've ever seen someone do this
first,
in the
first
car
date thing. Sort of.
Yes,
like date,
he grabbed
whatever.
Her food and put it underneath the car at the gas station. I was like, oh, I
and
gotta go.
And probably there was probably a garbage can at the gas station.
Exactly.
Oh, without a doubt.
That's just such a lazy, not economically friendly thing to do.
See, we grew up in the country, and like I feel like everybody driving by is always like, nobody lives here, like McDonald's bag, like. So then our ditches are full of that shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, then we got 8-7 and 8-year-old.
Well, Canadians are a lot more. Yeah, Canadians are kind of like harder on that, huh?
On littering and stuff, we something that's like shocked me when I was like when I go down to the States is like you guys don't like there's not just recycling bins everywhere. Like we have recycling bins like everywhere. Like if you see a garbage can, 80-90% of the time there's gonna be a recycle bin right beside it. But like you guys just don't have recycling.
No, we don't. And even if we do have recycling bins, no one uses them.
And somebody told me that maybe like did I don't know somebody and I think they're blowing smoke up my ass, but like somebody said that you have people that like separate the recyclables from the trash. But
that might be true. Was that really your question?
That was the question. That was literally the question. What's the worst? Yeah. That's the question.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I just asked that one for the first time, like I think two episodes ago now, and it's like my favorite now. So
I've heard you ask it.
It's a very open-ended question. Like it's just gonna,
like,
you know,
when you just pause, like that hard pause is just like,
yeah,
like,
you know, it's gonna confuse you a little bit.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yes, people who litter are the worst. You heard it here first.
Hopefully not first. This better not be the first place you heard that. No. Okay. Let's see. What is a sport? If you could be like professionally good at any sport, what would it be?
Okay. Dude, honestly, like track. Like if I could just like run really, really fast, I feel like that would be the most logical thing to, like, I don't know, to be good at.
Well, yes, the reason I say this,
Mike is because just glowing right now.
Because one time I posted on Twitter and I said, if I was ever getting chased, like by a robber or something, they would kill me quickly. I can't run fast
by a robber
at all.
Now
I was getting chased by a robber. I feel like
a robber. I'm like a mugger, dude. Someone is gonna mug me.
I feel like robbers is such a thing you say when you're like seven. Like, what if a robber
He's got a black and white striped thing with a black and white striped.
He was holding the sack with a money sign on it.
Y'all know what I mean.
Holy the fuck, reason the reason why I'm glowing is track is my that was my thing. I ran track in college. I coach track now. So
really? Wow.
He can run like a deer.
I formerly
wonderful.
The reason I asked the question is I used to wrestle, and we wrestled today, and went into the wrestling room and actually wrestled, and I feel like I've gotten hit, ran over by many buses, or maybe a robber chased me down and just got me. That's what I feel like right now.
I guess a robber is a pretty that's a pretty logical thing to think of when you're walking around with a Mercedes and the Louis Vuitton bag.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
I tell you though,
I'm just fucking with you.
I'm scared of that.
Oh no.
I tell you though, this is a good place to plug this because I was hurting really bad. I gotta grab it. It wasn't sitting right next to me. I gotta grab it. I was hurting bad and I was like, man, I don't even know if I can sit and do a podcast. But check this out. Hold on, let me put my phone back up.
Okay.
This just came in the mail. Garrett, so I got to send yours up.
Oh, Workman's Relief.
Lathered this all over my knees. This is our new sponsor.
Look at that.
CBD infused joint muscle cream. It's called
CBD
elbow grease.
Muscle cream. There you go.
Lather my knees up with that.
It'll make you feel like you got not hit by a truck.
Yeah,
it is. Look at that. We're influencers here, and all of you listening have just been influenced.
Dude,
yeah, I don't even know what that means.
I would probably buy that. Honestly, I really would. It's like icy hot.
We can hook you up.
It is. It's like CBD though, it kind of smells like icy hot. Feels like icy hot when you put it on, but yeah. Yeah. Company, they're out of Wisconsin, so
we'll hook you up.
Neighbors to me, but
we can get you a discount.
Yeah, we'll send you. Yeah.
Okay, I actually haven't thought of my other one. Do you want a stupid one or do you want a music related one? You decide.
Either way.
Oh,
well, we just did a stupid one. We just did two stupid ones.
Yeah,
they're
that's
all
what I mean.
Stupid, Kat. They're all dumb. All that's the point.
All right. Okay, now I like asking this one. What's your favorite song to cover?
You know, I actually, people ask me this a lot, or they ask me to do covers, and I'm not very good at doing covers. I don't do very many covers. I've only done two covers, ever, and it's Knocking on Heaven's Door and Angel from Montgomery. And Angel from Montgomery is definitely my favorite. Wow. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. But
yeah.
Not even Wagon Wheel, but just a classic.
Yeah, everybody has to cover Wagon Wheel and Country Road.
Yeah.
Wagon Wheel and 3 a.m. by Matchbox were the first two songs I learned on guitar.
Nice. Hey, really? That's a good tune. Yeah. Not 3 a.m. It's not Wagon Wheel. I mean, whatever.
I haven't heard that song.
Yeah, but they're both really easy to play on guitar, so.
Good one.
Yep.
Good one. Gotta respect it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I will go with... if you could live in any time period, what time period would you live in?
The 90s.
The 90s? Now, so, you were alive in the 90s already, but,
I'm only 23.
You were still alive in the 90s, but you don't remember
it. But I don't remember it. I would have loved to live through Weezer. That would have been my shit.
Like,
oh my
Seinfeld.
God, I saw Weezer in concert last year. It was amazing.
Really?
Maybe,
I would have loved to live
ago.
Through their, grunge prime.
Yeah.
I mean, not lived as a teenager through that time. I was a kid when, literal kid, 5 years old, when MTV was popping. I would have loved to be a teenager during the prime of MTV.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good era.
You watch Jordan play basketball on TV.
I was a late emo. emo. What?
Post
emo. After being emo was no. I literally was like, after the emo phase was like cool, you know, where everyone was emo. Like I kind of caught on like 5 years later, or like maybe later than that. And so I was just like emo when it wasn't cool, and I wish I would have been emo when it was cool.
Bring bring emo back. You should sell that. You should sell a t-shirt with "Bring Emo Back." Bring an emo back on it.
That would be kind of funny. I actually like that. Am I still your idea? Are you gonna sue me?
No,
absolutely not.
You have to put like a profile of your face or something, like with running mascara.
Yeah, like the album cover would be just fine.
I agree. I'm gonna do that. That's a good idea.
All I ask in return is that you follow us back on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay, I will do that.
We've been waiting.
Honestly, I actually haven't been on social media that much. I usually get on, post, and get off, because I haven't even talked about it in this whole thing, but I have a 1-year-old daughter. So my life is very, very busy. Music is very like second to my home life right now.
Definitely.
So,
especially with all the crazy shit going on, like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I say crazy shit going on as if we haven't just been in a pandemic for a year, but like, you know, I mean the crazy shit that you're dealing with in Texas with the weather is what I was getting at. But
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. It just, everything keeps getting thrown at us. I can't get in a like a regular routine and schedule just because life is so crazy.
What are you supposed to do? But
all right, rapid fire. What's next?
Well, that was it, unless you want another one.
Oh, that was it? Okay, cool. I thought you had one more.
No, I think that was I think I did two and you did two. Or did you want to do three?
I mean, I can give you a weird one if you want a weird one. I don't know. How weird do you want to get tonight? It's a Sunday.
You asked for it. All right.
One more. I mean, go ahead.
Okay. I'll give you one. Just to
give him a weird one.
It's my favorite question to ask, and Garrett hates it, I'm pretty sure. But
why would I hate it?
Like, people always say, like, what's your spirit animal, or what animal would you be? And I think it'd be better if you could not just pick one, but combine two different animals, and then you are now that animal.
Okay.
So, like, if you were to combine two animals into one, and then you are that thing, what would you combine?
I think this is the kind of question that needs like a moment of thought, because
that's fine. You can have all of the moments.
I feel like I have two sides, and one side is like, I'm very like strong and steady and steadfast and stubborn in my ways. But then I have this other side that
like a rhinoceros. I'm really
energetic and I talk too much. Oh, a rhinoceros. I was thinking like a tiger.
I was trying to come up with the stupidest thing I could possibly think of.
Rhinos are like scary and fierce too, but I'm not mean. Yeah. I'm just like, you know?
Right. Okay.
I feel like tigers are mean.
Yeah.
I'm like a tiger and a chipmunk.
Oh, let her finish.
Tiger and a chipmunk?
Wait, what?
What would that look like?
Like a chipmunk sized tiger, or like.
I'm a tiger sized chipmunk.
Chipmunk.
Actually, I like that, because I feel like chipmunks, well, I don't know. I think of Alvin and the Chipmunks, where they like talk really high pitched and they talk all the time, and they're just like kind of like all the time. And that's me.
Yeah, they sing too.
But at the same time, I'm ferocious like a tiger.
Right.
Okay.
So that's it.
All right.
I got you.
We'll go with it. Yeah, absolutely.
I like the anybody out there listening who is expert at Photoshop, I guess Kat kind of is too, but I would love to get the image of the chipmunk tiger down. So if anybody wants to make that,
PM us.
Can put that on a t-shirt too, if you want.
You're coming up with so many marketing ideas.
It's great. Like, I'll just wrap all this up in an email and just send it over to you. Yeah.
Don't even
Gary, what's your real job?
What's my real job? I do snow clearing for a living.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. So like, that's just, I was trying to wrap my brain around you guys' situation, like all the whole time. Cause I was just like, and I guess I've never just really had to think about it, but like, you guys don't have like snow removal shit. Like, you don't have like plows and like, I don't know, just I never really thought
about it. No, we don't. We don't have like any of that equipment here. Also,
I mean,
we don't like have, our houses aren't like extremely insulated. Like they are.
I was talking to somebody, yeah. They were like, lots, once you get past a certain point, like a lot of houses aren't even straight up, like aren't even insulated. I'm like, what do you mean?
lightly insulated. Our pipes aren't insulated the way they are up north. Like,
I've just never had to think about it. And then like seeing how badly, like you guys were getting fucked up by this cold and snow and stuff. I was just like, what's the problem? Like, what do you mean? And it was just like, oh wait, you guys aren't prepared whatsoever.
Not built for
Which, I mean, totally makes sense. We're not prepared for scorching heat either. I mean, not that there's much you do to prepare for that, but like, you know what I'm saying. I just never had to think about it, right. I guess, until now.
No, for sure. Like, oh,
that's insane.
It really is crazy. It was literally a catastrophe that like you couldn't even wrap your heads around if you're not from
that's
here.
Nuts.
I actually lived in Colorado for a while, and like I can't imagine what happened here ever happening there, just because... You know, it would snow a foot and then it'd get cleared off and then it was just okay and everything was still warm. And that's just not how it happened.
That's crazy. Like, I just feel bad that that's actually a reality. Like, at first I was just like, oh, haha, it's like Texas is getting snow. Like, that's funny. It's not that funny though, because it got far worse pretty quickly.
It was bad. I mean, it was really, it was honestly like devastating, almost like, okay, I don't want to say like a hurricane or something, but it was a disaster the way that things affect other areas, you know?
Definitely comparable. I mean, that's the shit. So that sucks. I feel bad for you.
But
it was also about minus 50 up here during that time at that point. Oh, so I was cold too, if it makes it feel any better.
Yeah. I saw somebody open an egg on a pan up in Canada. And it froze and like she cracked it and it was like frozen. I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
Oh yeah. It's the real deal. It's the real deal. But we can wrap this up.
Yeah. The last song we're going to play is Where the Wildflower Lays. Where the wildflowers lay.
I wrote it down. It's where the wildflowers lay. For that exact reason. That's why I write them down. Even if I know the title, we got to get the wording right.
I know. But I just fuck it up. Just like that. I couldn't read what I had written.
You idiot.
Check, I knew it.
God. Fucked up the whole podcast. Speaking of disasters.
Wait, is it over?
No. Okay. We are gonna...
Words are done recording. Okay.
No. All right. Well, we are going to play that one.
Idiot.
Yeah. We are going to play that one last. I don't know if you want to introduce it at all a little bit, or like, why don't we direct everybody to the social medias and the website? You have a website? I don't know. I'm going to like look at it right now. Do you have a website?
Oh, yeah. She has
a website. Oh, okay. Sick.
Cat-hasty.com.
There we go. You can go get some of those cool t-shirts that we've been talking about this entire time.
Yes, please go get some t-shirts. We just restocked.
There I am. Cat-hasty.com. Follow, clicking on it right
follow
now.
Her on TikTok and make a dance for one of her songs that's not named Pretty Things. So pick a different one.
Pick a different one.
My songs are literally sad. Y'all will be crying. Wine drunk, crying, drinking, I guess.
These t-shirts are badass. Go get a t-shirt, seriously.
Yeah,
everybody. Those t-shirts are dope. The ringer shirt is sick. I like that one.
Thank you.
But cathasty.com, and then of course all the social medias and the TikToks and the whatnots. Go give her a follow. But we're gonna play this last one. I don't know if you want to introduce it at all. Tell us a little story about it. You know, anything else? And
this is. Goodness, I wrote this song a long time ago, and it's kind of just like about the nostalgia of someone leaving, and you just never forget about them. I feel like it's a common theme within my songs, just kind of that one person that you can like never get over, and that's pretty much where the wildflowers lay. It's about just being left by someone that never even promised to settle down. So
beautiful,
and there it is. Where the wildflowers lay.
All right, well wrap it up here, Mike, if you want. Take
oh, sure. From Garrett, Kat, and myself, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed all the songs and the discussions that we had, and keep an eye out for any new music that could be coming from Cat in the future, whenever that may be. Who knows?
All right.
There will be new music soon.
Soon. There we go.
You just have to comment on it.
Soon.
Just whatever.
At how you caught your tongue so quick. There will be new music soon. I don't know what it's going to be, whether it's a single or an album. It's unreleased, but there will be new music, and it will be awesome. I promise.
And it will be awesome. All right. There we go. Okay, good enough. Let's wrap this thing up. Thanks everybody, for listening. And Mike and I will catch you next time.
I've tried to let it go, but I still miss you sometimes. If you ever decide you'll be coming back my way, I'll be here where the wildflowers lay. I'll be here where the wildflowers lay. Try. You took this flesh and bones and you brought me back to life. Said when I leave, don't call for me. I hope you understand that I'm not that man, I'm not that man. I feel the summer breeze, I can see you by my side. I tried to let it go, but I still
where the wildflowers lay. Cat Hasty. Again, cathasty.com. Go check those t-shirts out. Buy one. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening. As I said in the intro, go check out the website, thehippiesandcowboys.com. We got merch too. Our t-shirts are kind of cool. And of course, there's the Patreon, the YouTube channel, all of the social medias, like I said. Come join the conversation. That's maybe the most fun part about doing this podcast, is the fact that we have such a great community of people to share this one common denominator that we all have, which is our love for this music. And so go join the conversation on social media. Join the community. Everyone is welcome. Let's talk about country music. One last shameless plug for our friends over at Workman's Relief. Go to workmansrelief.com, check out their premium CBD products, including their delicious coffee, which is unreal. Highly recommend all the products, but the coffee slaps. Throw a bunch of shit in your cart, and then when you go to purchase it, use the promo code HACCBD,
and save 10% on your entire order. Tell them we sent you and get your hands on some of their great products. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. Mike and I'll catch you next time.